This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen Glazier, hi.
Mark, how are you?
Good. You look great in blue, by
the way.
Well, thank
you.
Blue is your color.
This is my favorite color. Thank you.
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. We took a field trip last week over to the Pickering House, which was neat to be there back after not being there for a while.
Yeah, it's always nice to have you back at home.
Yes, but now we're back in our friendly studio confines here, and Trash to Treasure is now just 3 weeks away.
Oh my gosh, I know. We, you know, like you said, we talked with Twyla last week, and things are gearing up. Everyone's stopping me on the street saying, when's the sale? When can we bring things? So remember that the sale is June 7th and 8th. That's
right.
A Friday and Saturday. But starting that Monday prior, you can go to the fairgrounds, load your trunk up, pull up, we'll unload it, we'll sell it, and it's a great donation.
Sounds great. Now, I said I'm going to follow your lead today. So what's on your mind today?
You know, I have been thinking about something for a couple weeks, and I thought maybe it would be time for us to talk a little bit about just the physicians in the community. And, you know, I think that everybody knows when there's a need for palliative or hospice that they go to the hospital, the doctor's there, or our nurse practitioners will talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they'll call us for information. But I think it's really important to tell people that when you're visiting your family physician, your primary care, your primary care physician, it's okay to have some of those conversations. You know, a lot of us and many of our patients have been struggling with a serious illness for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the doctors have a hard time just really getting us through that conversation. It's hard for us. It's hard for them. There's no, you know, there's always that time in that conversation to say, hey, look, let's talk about
mm-hmm.
this. Let's talk about what's important to you and what your goals are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes the physicians start those conversations. It's difficult for them. They have great relationships. But then there are times when we have to kind of talk about that. So I just really wanted to kind of work through that a little bit today.
Okay. So how do you start a conversation like that?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, a lot of us, a lot of our patients who have really been struggling with that serious illness for a long time, they know they've been mm-hmm. through treatments. They're feeling worse, maybe more hospital stays.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that doctor is saying to you, what's your plan?
Mm-hmm.
What's important to you? What do you need? And between the two of you, you know, that's a conversation to
mm-hmm.
have. And I think it's okay to say to the physician, what's next for me?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, I know this isn't, we can't cure this. What's next for me? So I, you know, at that point, we do a lot of education with the physicians to just say, what's most important to you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it to be home with your family? Is it to be comfortable? Is it both of those things? Then let's talk about palliative or hospice.
Okay. And again, they're two completely different
things.
And so when we come back, we'll talk about the chronic and that palliative road.
Sounds good.
Because I know that's on your mind these
days.
It is
always on my mind.
And especially so with where you're going with the new clinic. Kristen Glazier is here, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, 740-654-7077. One call, you know, get your questions answered.
Right.
So you're talking about our physicians
mm-hmm.
and, you know, when to have a conversation. And it's really, you said palliative and hospice. And really, I've learned, and what I want our listeners to always remember is, it's really two paths that there's palliative care, hospice care,
mm-hmm.
which is appropriate when.
Right.
And that's what that conversation needs to be.
Exactly. And, you know, the difference between hospice care and palliative care. Hospice care is obviously when a physician feels that you have a terminal diagnosis, and if that diagnosis and that course of the disease follows its normal course, your life expectancy could be 6 months or less.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, we certainly know that we have had people on hospice for a long time.
Right.
That doesn't mean they're, you know, they still have that diagnosis, but everybody's body is a little different.
And then when it comes to palliative, there is no time clock on that, really.
No, there's not. You know, what we look at for palliative care and what the physicians, we have great partners at the hospital and in the community, but what they look at is this. there's a patient who has a serious illness with symptoms to manage. So they know that that illness is probably not curable.
It's probably degenerative, right?
Correct.
Would that be the right kind of way to look at it?
Yeah.
I know chronic is, we talked about that term, but it's not going to get better.
Right.
Right.
But they're still doing, you know, maybe you're still getting chemotherapy, mm-hmm. radiation.
Well, COPD, let's kind of look at that.
Yep.
That's something that, you know, until maybe a decade ago, I'd never heard of, I've heard of emphysema and other things, but COPD is the catch-all term for breathing difficulties, right?
Right, right. And, you know, there's not a way for us to really, you know, cure that.
Right.
And that will slowly over time, it could be many years, continue to get worse. Mm-hmm. You're going to see more symptoms. You're going to see more episodes. Palliative is... You know, palliative care is with a nurse practitioners. Mm-hmm. Our nurse practitioners, it's driven by them. They follow those patients and they help manage those symptoms. So it's a serious illness that we're trying to manage.
Mm-hmm. And manage for it's a longer term. The idea is to maintain and give them normalcy of life. Would that be a way to look at it?
Right. You know, these people that we see on palliative care, they're still working, mm-hmm. they're traveling, they're vacationing, but when their symptoms hit, their symptoms need managed.
Need managed.
And our goal for them is to keep them out of the hospital for those unnecessary trips, because mm-hmm. oftentimes they'll have a flare-up of their disease. They'll have to go to the hospital, get it managed, go home. There's always a setback with that.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is that our palliative team can be there. We are on call 24/7. We can try to work through some of those symptoms, save you a hospital trip.
Yeah, which is obviously no one wants to be in the hospital.
Right.
Right. That's a great goal, is to say, hey, we're going to try to avoid that as much as possible.
Exactly.
Talking to Kristen Glazier, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. We're talking about palliative care. Conversations with your doctor. I want to get an update now. How is the new palliative clinic coming?
Oh my goodness. I was just looking at pictures today. Thanks to our incredible facilities manager, Ted Turner. We had the parking lot looks exceptional.
Okay.
We've got that working on. We're doing some landscaping, but internally we're just doing some cleanup, just tidying things up, kind of putting the Fairhope touch mm-hmm. on it.
And getting your permitting and all of that,
right,
too.
We're doing all the regulatory things, which everything's moving really nicely. Mm-hmm. So we're excited. We are still, you know, trying to make sure that our palliative patients understand what this move is, mm-hmm. what it means to them. Doing a lot of educating with the hospital and with the primary care physicians in the community.
This will make your nurse practitioners that handle your palliative mm-hmm. patients so much more efficient, so much more... I guess a place to work.
Right.
But still, as you said, it's really up to the patient how they want to do this.
It is. The whole goal of this palliative care clinic is that we can see more patients more timely, and we'll help them in turn keep them out of the hospital. So, you know, sometimes the nurse practitioners are traveling 45 minutes or an hour to mm-hmm. a patient. Mm-hmm. You've got to spend the time there with the patient, then an hour back. So we're going to do some rotation with our nurse practitioners. If a patient chooses to stay in their home to be seen, which is okay, we'll see them there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Mark, a lot of times they're coming into town to get groceries.
Sure.
They're already at their physician's office. Let's just get them scheduled, swing in, and get
right.
that visit out of the way.
Right. This is going to be it's a matter of convenience for a lot of people.
It sure
and
is.
And it's also going to allow you to, as these services continue to grow, because this palliative is something that is... there's more need, and you obviously want to serve as many people as you can.
Right. I started with Fairhope the second time back in 2016, and by 2017, 2018, we had really been, you know, full force in the hospital mm-hmm. with the nurse practitioners. I remember that we were cheering when we got to 100 patients.
And now you're over 300?
300.
Yeah.
And
It shows the number one, the need,
right?
But also how you meet that need,
right?
You know, it's not that different. You mentioned 2016, and I remember when we opened the Anita M. Turner mm-hmm. Center, and it came out of a need for grief support. And as you started, as Tracy and her team started to scratch the surface of grief, you start to see this need, and it's just underlying in the community. This is the mark of Fairhope, and that is, you find a need, and then you find those ways to identify it and then to serve those needs.
You know, really, I feel like that's what we've done for 40 years. And it's just, you know, it started with just a need in Fairfield County mm-hmm. to provide people who are end of life that comfort and
right.
care and dignity. And here we are today, all 40 years later, and, you know, still adding and building for the community.
Right. As we celebrate the 40 years, we're going to be celebrating a grand opening here sometime in the near future
with the
new Palliative Center. And you're going to let us know what the name of that's going to be
as well. I am very soon.
But not today. And we're out of time, so we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
FairhopeHospice.org is the website. You can look them up on Facebook, like their page. Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House. And the number again, 740-654-7077.